I'm Anderson Cooper. Welcome to the podcast. More insight from my exclusive 360 interview with Zimmermann Dürr B37, which you haven't heard so far. Let's get started. Do you cry in that jury room?
I cried after the verdict. I didn't cry out when they were reading the verdict out in the jury room, because we were all crying before we went in. And then,
what do you mean you were crying before you went in?
Well, we were in a separate room when the foreman handed the bailiff our verdict. And then we were crying back there before we went into the jury room. So they gave us about 20 minutes to try and get everything together.
And what do you think you were crying about?
The pressure. The pressure of all of it. And everything just kind of came to a head. Because I kind of tried to keep everything out, emotionally out, during the whole process, and then it just flooded in after it was done. Mm.
But you want people to know, and the reason you're speaking is you want people to know how seriously you took this.
I do. I don't want people to think that we didn't think about it and we didn't care about Trayvon Martin. Because we did. We're very sad that it happened to him.
And you want his family to know that as well?
I do. And I feel bad that we can't give them the verdict that they wanted. But legally, we could not do that.
Do you think Trayvon Martin played a role in his own death? That this wasn't just something that happened to him. That this is something he also...
Oh, I believe he played a huge role in his death. He could have... When George confronted him, and he could have walked away and gone home, he didn't have to do whatever he did and come back and be in a fight.
And the other jurors felt that as well?
They did. I mean, as far as my perspective of it, they did.
So you think, based on the testimony you heard, you believe that Trayvon Martin was the aggressor?
I think the roles changed. I think George got in a little bit too deep, which he shouldn't have been there. But Trayvon decided that he wasn't going to let him scare him and get the one over up on him or something. And I think Trayvon got mad and attacked him.
You called George Zimmermann George. Do you feel like you know him?
I do. I feel like I know everybody.
You called Trayvon Trayvon as well?
I did. Trayvon wasn't as well known by us because there wasn't as much said about him. All we really heard about Trayvon was the phone call that he had and the evidence they had found on him. We basically had no information what kind of a boy Trayvon was, what he did. We knew where he went to school, and that was pretty much about it, and he lived in Miami.
What would you say to Trayvon Martin's parents, to Tracy and Sabrina?
I would say I'm terribly sorry for your loss. It's a tragedy. That's pretty much all I can say. Because I didn't know him, but I felt their pain because of his death.
What do you hope for George Zimmermann now?
I hope he gets some peace. Because I'm sure he's going to be onslaught by media for months at a time. I hope his family can live a normal life after a while. I don't know how he's ever going to do that. But I hope he can. He'll never forget, but I hope he can.